We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We are doing our best bet segment. Should be a weekly thing moving forward through the college football season. Our five big games of the weekend. We're always going to include Penn State in this group. We went to and did the Penn State Purdue breakdown a little earlier in the show. We'll bring that back and leave with that. But the other top games from around the country, there's a Big Ten flavor to it this week with a couple primetime matchups coming up this weekend. And let's lead though with Penn State and Purdue. Circle back to that. That line should continue to grow, I believe, Greg. As of sitting here right now, 24.5 in favor of Penn State. Purdue so banged up at the quarterback spot. They'll be starting a redshirt freshman, his first road start. Elijah Sindelar broke his clavicle, out for the season. Rondale Moore not in this game. Still shorthanded at the running back position. Still shorthanded on defense. Statistically, Purdue has had its struggles with everything besides things having to do with passing volume, because that's where they have the best chance of winning games. Right. And now with a backup quarterback, I'm not so sure where they have a good shot at winning this game. 24.5 should continue to grow, but let's just evaluate it at that line right now. Who do you like in that one?
You know, I think at this point, as long as it doesn't get up to four touchdowns, which would be 28, I'd probably be taking Penn State. You know, it looks to me like they'll be able to come out and do a lot of the same things that they attacked Maryland with. Penn State should be able to do that stuff in this game too. So I don't foresee it being a problem for Penn State, you know, to get out and put up some points on the board. With Sindelar out, with Rondale Moore out, I'm not sure how, you know, we're gonna see Purdue attack Penn State, so it might be a little bit different from that perspective with Jack Plummer. But I mean, more than anything else, I just think this is an easy cover for the Nittany Lions and a game they should win by at least 30 points.
I've got it at 52-14. I think we're building in some extra margin that's going to crop up as the week goes on. But this is a Penn State team that can attack. They can win games in multiple ways. If they need to lean on their running backs, they can do that. If they need to lean on Sean Clifford, they've shown they can do that. If the defense needs to step up and make plays when they matter, I think they've shown they can do that. You know, there's just more paths to victory for Penn State. And I do think that this one could feel just like the Maryland game, where a lot of this stuff is working for Penn State and Purdue might not be able to do a whole lot about that. 52-14, I've got it. We'll see where the spread goes between now and Saturday, but as of right now, it's less than four touchdowns. I think it's going to be more than four touchdowns by Friday, Saturday. It's a noon kickoff. Big game from the weekend, number seven, Auburn going to Florida. Auburn 5-0 now, got a pretty good little resume they're building, including most recently just blasting Joe Moorhead's Mississippi State team. They have also got wins over Oregon and Texas A&M. It's a pretty balanced team, can win, speaking of paths to victory, in a bunch of different ways. Florida also 5-0, their highlight wins, Miami, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Florida getting it done with defense, as we've seen that personality develop over the years. Number five in scoring, number one red zone defense in the country. Worth mentioning now that I think Auburn has been out in front of expectations really from week one. They're 5-0 against the spread coming into this game. They go, as of right now, a 3-point favorite. The line started as a pick, started as a coin flip, is drifting in Auburn's direction, even on the road. I still like Auburn. I know we'll see if it sticks around three. I know going into the swamp is tough, but I like this Auburn team quite a bit.
Yeah, I think at this point I would take 3.5 and take the points with Auburn. If it stays at 2.5, I'd probably pick Florida. I think it just depends where the line goes. You know, I've been impressed by Bo Nix, but do you trust Auburn to go on the road and win in that environment? That's the one question. I think that if you're going to sit here and pick this game, you have to figure that out. You know, you look at what they did so far this year. They went to Texas A&M and put a really nice win together there as a 4-point underdog, but they've been at home otherwise. And man, Mississippi State, that's just not a good. I mean, Bob Shoop just gave up, you know, 56 to Auburn. I mean, that's just it's unheard of. So as it relates to Florida, you know, the loss to Miami was no, or I'm sorry, that they are undefeated, but they didn't cover the spread. They're 1-2 against the spread. The only cover coming in the win over Tennessee a couple weeks ago. But Florida had a week off to prepare for this, and I think it's all about the number. If it's 2.5 or lower, you lay them, and if you get 3, 3.5, 4, you take them with Auburn.
It's interesting, you know, Auburn really has a strong resume so far. I too like what Bo Nix brings to the table. But has it not been a characteristic of Auburn teams to create a high expectation in previous seasons only to fall flat where sometimes you most expect it, sometimes you least expect it? At some point in time, it's been the personality of this program to fall flat. Sometimes that's a real threat in this game. I'm still going to, if we're looking at 2.5, I'm still going to go Auburn in this one. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be my pick, is Auburn to cover. Even if it grows a point or two, I'm still going to go with Auburn in this one. You're going to go with
I'm going to go with Auburn unless the line goes down to 2.5 or 2, then I would go with Florida. So I'll, for the record, let's go with the current line is, what, 3, 3.5. So I will go with Auburn.
All right. So we're both going Auburn. We'll just pencil that in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is our new Best Bets segment. We're looking at some of the biggest games in college football coming up this weekend. Let's get into the Big Ten portion of it in just a moment. This segment also brought to you by GoPSURV.com. You're into traveling to Happy Valley for a Penn State football weekend, you got to experience it through the GoPSURV.com experience. We like to call it the ultimate tailgating experience. You stay, come up on Friday, you stay through Sunday, you stay in one of their luxurious RVs, you bring a bunch of buddies with you, you tailgate all weekend long. Just doesn't get any better than that. They take care of the logistics. All you got to do is show up and have fun. Looking around the Big Ten, number 14, Iowa, at number 20, Michigan. The rankings I'm quoting, they might be they might not be the same now. I'll have to double check that. But still, you got two ranked Big Ten teams, an Iowa team that's 4-0, a Michigan team that's 3-1. This line started out Michigan giving 7, and it's drifted now Michigan giving 4.5, which, frankly, that sounds a whole lot better to me than 7 points do. Iowa going on the road in this one. You know how dangerous they can be at home. Penn State will see that coming up, not this weekend, but next. But the Hawkeyes, they're playing lights-out defense with a big asterisk in that they haven't played really anybody of note yet. No. At the same time, Michigan still trying to figure out what their identity is. You can sense the tension program-wide. You can sense a little tension between Jim Harbaugh and Josh Gattis. They had to sneak past Army. They got blown out by Wisconsin. So I'm not sure in a matchup like this one, it is hard for me to stomach giving up points with this Michigan team. I don't care if they're at home. I don't care if Iowa's, schedule so far has been easy. I would take Iowa with a point. At 4.5, Iowa with a point sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, it's the question really of whether you trust Kirk Ferentz or not to go in and not lay an egg. They have two similar opponents. Michigan beat Rutgers 52-0. They beat Middle Tennessee 40-21. Iowa beat Middle Tennessee 48-3 and it beat Rutgers 30-0. So
similar results.
Yeah, not really a whole lot to read into there. I mean, I just can't trust Nate Stanley. I can't do it. He was one of the worst games of quarterback I've ever seen at Penn State last year. I just don't have trust in him going on the road and getting a win. I do trust that Shea Patterson and Zach Charbonnet and Nico Collins, Tariq Black, and people's generally, like, Michigan has players. They may not be able to put it all together yet against some of the better opponents, but they got guys, and I think those guys are better than Iowa's guys. Selfishly, I'd like Iowa to win this game because I think it would make the Penn State-Iowa game at Kinnick Stadium all that more interesting. But from a betting perspective, I would take Michigan anything under a touchdown, so I will take them in this regard.
How many points do you think Michigan has to score in order to cover that?
Yeah. So I think they probably need 21, or I could see like 24-10. Like, this feels like it could be that kind of game. 27-17, 27-14. It's more about not trusting Nate Stanley and Kirk Ferentz than it is about believing Michigan will blow them out.
That's fair. I mean, to me, Michigan's just got to find itself in a hurry.
Right.
Crazier things have happened, absolutely, but Michigan's got to find itself. By the way, they moved up from 20 to 19. So when I called them 20, I was selling them short just a little bit. Still, though, I like Iowa to cover anything more than 3 points. So at 4.5, I've got Iowa covering here. You don't trust Nate Stanley. I don't trust Michigan at all.
Right. It's definitely one of those games where it just comes down to which side you think will mess up less. Because it seems like both are capable of doing that.
Yep. A couple more Big Ten games to look at. Michigan State at Ohio State. Could be an interesting contest here. The way Ohio State's playing could be it has a chance to be a blowout. Ohio State comes in number 4 in the AP poll. Michigan State, what are they? They just fell out. They're number 24 in the coaches poll. So it's a decent Michigan State team, but can they go on the road and hang with this Ohio State offense? That's really the question that I've got. And it's, you know, they're going to have to show up in a big way. Started at 17, now looking at a 19.5 point spread in favor of the Buckeyes.
Well, you don't see too many Big Ten East showdowns that have spreads that are that big, that's for sure. But you know, Ohio State's looked terrific, and Michigan State's kind of looked a little bit not so great. I mean, obviously, they get the win over Indiana. They did beat Northwestern, but that Arizona State loss exposed a lot of problems. In Big Ten games like this, I'm typically one to side with the points, and especially now that it's creeping up to 21, I'd even be more interested in the points. Not this weekend, not at Ohio State, Buckeyes by 30. So I will take Ohio State minus 20 or whatever, 19.5. I just think that that's one of those games, Dustin, where once the ball gets rolling down the hill, it's just going to run Mark D'Antonio over.
If the floodgates open, it could be dangerous. I like Michigan State to muddy this game up enough to cover that if we're looking around roughly 20 points. So I'm gonna go with the Spartans. One other Big Ten game, Northwestern, Nebraska. Two programs that are at an interesting place now. Northwestern 1-3 overall. I think they're about to go on their run. Nebraska has shown, you know, pretty glaringly last week that they've still got some work to do. They're a 7-point favorite. I would go with Northwestern and those points all day long.
I would not. I think that Nebraska is, we talked about it before and you said it earlier, it's Adrian Martinez and that's about it for them. Well, guess what? Hunter Johnson's about all that Northwestern has, and he's not looked great. So we'll go our separate ways here. I'll take the Huskers.
So if we're saying Nebraska by 7, I think this is going to be a 6-0 game in favor of Nebraska.
Fair enough.
That would win. Nebraska.
That'll get you to the window.
All right. That's Best Bets, our picks for the weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to the Best Bets. You can always check us out on the Keystone Sports app and on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.